AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden slams what he calls a radical Supreme Court draft opinion that would throw out the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion rights ruling that has stood for a half century. He warns other rights, including same-sex marriage and birth control, are at a risk if the court follows through.
Does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? It's against the law in Florida? So there's a whole, it's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
The court confirmed the authenticity of the leaked draft, which was not the justice's final word. Chief Justice John Roberts says he has ordered an investigation into what he calls an egregious breach of trust. The reaction has been swift.
I can't believe in this day and age they're going to take this right away from women.
Hugh Brown with the American Life League, an anti-abortion group, says if the court goes along with the draft, he sees it only as a partial victory.
If Roe versus Wade is overturned today, the fight then goes to the individual states. So abortion does not end, and it more than likely becomes a much more complicated matter because you're dealing with 50 different states.
Democrats seizing on the draft as a political sea change heading into this year's midterm elections in November. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To the American people, I say this. The elections this November will have consequences because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot.
The pro-abortion think tank, the Guttmacher Institute, says 26 states are certain or likely to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned. 22 states already have total or near-total bans on the books, currently blocked by Roe, aside from Texas. The Texas law banning it after 6 weeks has been allowed to go through because of its unusual civil enforcement structure. 16 states and the District of Columbia have protected access to abortion in state laws. This is AP News. Millions of jobs were posted in March. Rita Foley has more.
If you want a job, it's getting easier and easier to find one. Employers posted a record number of job openings in March, 11.5 million. A record 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March. That's a sign that they're confident they can find better pay or working conditions elsewhere. There were some layoffs, just under 1.5 million in March. That's up a little bit from February. Despite strong hiring overall, the U.S. is still 1.6 million jobs short of the number it had in February of 2020, just before COVID hit the economy. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian forces are attacking the steel mill containing the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol, Ukraine. Scores of civilians evacuated from the bombed-out plant over the weekend. Ukrainian commanders say Russian forces backed by tanks are storming the sprawling four-square-mile plant. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.